I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Pakistan, it's listed as the fourth country in the world where Christians face persecution. And one reason why is the blasphemy law frequently used to attack Christians. FMI's Bruce Allen shares.
I received some distressing news over the weekend regarding someone involved in Christian ministry, a very strategically placed and highly influential co-laborer for the gospel of Jesus Christ inside Pakistan. And he was just served with a warrant for his arrest on charges of blasphemy.
Now, if convicted, the result is a mandatory death sentence. Many times individuals are charged with blasphemy without substantial evidence. So please pray for this man's safety and for the family's safety. Pray that the trial would provide true justice. And on Eagle's Wings, Summer of Hope is the mission team of Native young people that travels to reservations across North America. And while it finished a while ago, the impact still echoes throughout the year. Ron Hutchcraft of Ron Hutchcraft Ministry says one reservation the On Eagle's Wings team went to had a lot of drug overdoses. They declared the gospel there, and several young people came to Christ. A local ministry is now doing the follow-up. The next thing for On Eagle's Wings is a winter retreat in the next few months.
We will pull them together for a renewal, refreshing, kind of between the summers, place where we can just pour into them and help them heal and renew and reset their relationship with Christ.
Keep praying for spiritual renewal of these Native young people. Find your place in this story at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World is offering the free book called The Dime That Lasted Forever by Rochunga Padidi. Sometimes we just need the tales of the impossible to be reminded of the adventures that build our faith. Get your copy when you sign up at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.